From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tensions ease on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea agreed Tuesday to halt propaganda broadcast into North Korea after the North expressed regret about a recent landmine explosion that maimed two Southern soldiers. The agreement, reached after 30 hours of negotiations, diffused the latest confrontation on the Korean Peninsula. It had threatened to turn into a military conflict. Worries about a slowdown in the rate of increase in China's growing economy is fueling a continuing drop in stock and oil prices around the world. The plunge in stock prices follows 6 years of mostly rising stock values. Experts say market downturns are a normal part of the economy, with abrupt 10% drops called corrections hitting every few years. Health officials in Sierra Leone released the country's last confirmed Ebola patient from a hospital Monday. The release of the patient begins a 42-day countdown to being declared free of the virus. Adama Asenko left an Ebola treatment center on the outskirts of the city of Bekene after receiving a second negative test result for the virus. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called new parliamentary elections after a deadline passed for forming a government with the opposition. The move announced Monday was widely expected after 2 months of coalition talks failed to produce a new government. The statement did not say when the new election will be held, but government officials have previously said it likely will take place November 1st. Government officials said Mr. Erdogan is expected to meet with Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu on Tuesday to ask him to form a temporary power-sharing government until the new elections are held. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has announced new executive actions and other efforts aimed at making it easier for homeowners and businesses to invest in environmentalist energy improvements that in the past may have been impractical or unaffordable. Mr. Obama was the keynote speaker at a clean energy conference in the southwestern U.S. city of Las Vegas, Nevada, on Monday night.
So we're taking steps that allow more Americans to join this revolution with no money down. You don't have to share my passion for fighting climate change. A lot of Americans are going solar and becoming more energy efficient, not because they're tree huggers, although trees, you know, are important. Just want you to know. But because they're cost cutters.
Mr. Obama said that after decades of being told renewable energy doesn't make economic sense, he says today that's no longer true.
Au nom de la France.
French President François Hollande on Monday bestowed the Legion of Honor, that's France's highest decoration, on a Briton and three Americans. They are the ones who subdued a terrorist gunman aboard a train on Friday. Ukraine has celebrated its Independence Day, marking an event that heralded the collapse of the old Soviet Union. Daniel Scharf reports.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko on Monday said the next year would be one of struggle against Russia's efforts to undermine his country. Speaking in Kiev during celebrations marking Ukraine's independence, he accused Russia of sending more troops and weapons across the border. We have to understand that any wrong step could be the last, he said. The war for independence is still going on, and victory is possible only through combined efforts of defense, diplomatic pressure, and political responsibility. Daniel Scharf, Moscow.
The head of the Syrian government's Department of Antiquities says Islamic State militants have blown up an iconic Roman-era temple. Edward Uranian takes a look.
Syrian State TV announced the destruction of the well-known Temple of Baal Shamin Monday, quoting government antiquities chief Mamoun Abdul Karim. Islamic State militants blew up the temple, which they rigged with explosives, damaging nearby stone columns. Word of the temple's destruction follows the recent killing of Palmyra's longtime archaeological chief, Khalid al-Assad. Photos of his headless body strung up to a lamppost were posted on social media. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Taking a look at markets once again on Wall Street, stock indexes down today. Markets were down also in Europe, and Asia markets are down. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.